Hello again, and welcome to the Life of Teenagers podcast. This is the third episode of season two. Today, we'll be discussing coronavirus, since cases are increasing. We have already discussed some things, like wearing masks in public places and social distancing with friends and family 6 feet apart. I thought today could be about before the pandemic and people's reactions to it when it happened. This is because I've noticed that a lot of people aren't used to having to worry about getting sick or spreading a virus. Plenty of people had a hard time adapting because not enough have lived through a pandemic before. It's true. The last one that happened was in 1919 due to the Spanish flu. It was definitely pretty bad, and I think it was worse than COVID, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't take precautions. Sorry, just one second. Many people, including my family, have not washed groceries since the pandemic started and the stay-at-home order was issued. I'm not trying to tell anyone what they should do because you can't always tell others what to do. However, being careful would be the right choice. Before, everyone could hang out and go in their friends' houses without keeping a distance or wearing a face covering. And you'd have to worry about the serious virus. I mean, that's how a lot of people were. Like, a lot of people weren't so neurotic, and only some people were germophobes and cared about bacteria and stuff. But, like, a lot of people didn't even wash groceries. I mean, we washed, like, fruits and vegetables because God knows who touches those, and, like, they fall on the floor. Millions of people touch them. So, obviously, you should definitely wash those if you wash any groceries. And what I mean by washing groceries, I mean, like, washing the packaging. Because the actual food itself, like, if you get a bag of chips, you don't have to wash the chips because you can't wash chips with soap and water. You can wash packaging, but the chips themselves, it's not going to give you the virus. And they've done studies on these things, like you can't get a virus from eating food. So yeah, anyway, it caused some people to go a little crazy because it's a very different situation. Obviously, you are taking severe precautions and you're in a situation that you have never been in before. However, when you find out that school was going to begin by doing e-learning, I was really disappointed, as well as many, many kids across the country. Luckily, we're not the only school that is starting by doing e-learning, because a lot of school districts are wanting to do this because they don't want people to get exposed, and they know that, especially places like middle schools, there are a bunch of kids, and you see a lot of people every day. So I kind of get that side of the argument. I personally would rather go back and do it in person, because I just really want to see my friends. Mostly, I think it's because, like, the teachers, they don't want to get exposed, they don't want to take a risk. They'd rather teach remotely, and the teachers are, like, complaining and stuff. Not all, of course, but most teachers, at least in our school district. My main opinions, I'd say it'd be better to do it in person. I mean, I get that a lot of people, you know, want to reduce exposure. I mean, I do too. That's, like, literally the whole goal of this virus, because the less exposure, the faster you can get out of this darn pandemic. There won't always be hangouts after school hours, so it's really important to see others. It's going to be hard for some at school because, you know, like, 6 feet apart rules, and you're wearing a mask, and you're not used to wearing something over your face, and sometimes it's kind of hard to breathe. Only a challenge is that, obviously, there are so many sides to these arguments. There are multiple right and wrong answers. So you could have a debate with someone for, like, a whole day, and then I don't know who's going to win the argument. Anyway, enough corona. Let's move on, shall we? Okay, so besides all this crazy stuff, let's talk about emotions. This is a topic that some avoid because they don't like to talk about their feelings. They mostly keep to themselves. Now, keeping to yourself can also be a personality. If you're a quiet person, you usually keep to yourself because, you know, you're not someone that rambles and chats all day. But if you are feeling, you know, like, worried, and you're like you're worried about, like, a test or something, and you never say anything about it, and you keep it inside, and the day of the test comes and you're freaking out here and you're having, like, a figurative heart attack, it just makes it worse, right? A lot of people avoid this topic because they don't like to talk about their feelings. I think it's crucial that adults and children feel comfortable discussing their emotions. because you want to feel like you can talk to someone or people about how you feel. Like your parents, you can talk to your parents. Like if you feel frustrated one day and you're like, "Mom and Dad, I feel really frustrated," you just tell them. Because the thing is, you can't tell how someone's feeling unless you like see them acting up. Like if you're frustrated and you don't tell your parents and you keep saying, "I had a terrible day," it's like, hey, they're gonna tell that something's wrong, but they're not gonna know what happened unless you tell them. When you release negative emotions, you feel better. Keeping them in can cause you to feel worse and might cause you to be sick. Now, just so everyone is not completely worried about this, getting sick is pretty extreme and pretty unlikely. It just happens to have if you have extreme emotions, and it's just really, really bad. And it's also, it's just unhealthy to do in general. I've heard plenty of stories how parents have raised their kids, and whenever the parents got upset, they would not talk about or tell their kids. What I mean by that is, like, they would maybe come home from work, or they would just be at home, and they would just be, like, in one of their moods, and then, like, they just wouldn't say anything to their kids, and then the kids are just confused, and they're like, "What's going on? Why is Mom mad? Why is Dad, like, not saying anything?" Like, they would be confused. And it can cause stress, since like young kids should not be responsible or have to worry about their parents' emotions. Like if you're 5 years old and your parents have some problems like not talking things out or resolving conflicts, it's gonna be really hard to like, you know, grow up with that. But like they should be able to like help their kids like how to control themselves and expect them to know like what to do. It's not healthy at all and a terrible habit. Other parents raise their kids and do discuss conflicts. So, that's the way the world is supposed to work. This is kind of one of those, like, shorter episodes. So, I hope this isn't, like, too short. The next one will be longer. And I don't know if you could tell. But in case you couldn't tell, I wrote this one out. I usually, like, improvise. And I usually, like, you know, talk and kind of just go along and figure out what to talk about as I go along, but this time I decided to write it out because I was lazy, and also I just came back from a trip, so didn't really have a lot of time to think of a topic. Thank you again so much for listening, and stay tuned for more episodes. Also, if you still haven't downloaded the app Anchor yet, please download it, and if you have not downloaded Spotify, please download that too, because you can listen to me on there. Thank you so much.